This episode of the Morning Buzzcast is brought to you by Connect Partnership Group. Purposely boutique in size, Connect delivers world-class service and results to their clients. The team has the ability to prioritize every client's business while providing national sales coverage. Visit connectwins.com to learn more.
The SBJ Media Innovators event wrapped up yesterday in New York. Check out the highlights from day two on sportsbusinessjournal.com, including a video recap. And be sure to read our behind-the-scenes newsletter for all the details on what happened in and around the event in Times Square. After you do that, please make sure you recognize that today is Veterans Day. Take a moment to thank a veteran for all they've done for our country. Doesn't matter if they're in your family, a friend, or someone you encounter along the way today. Doesn't matter when or where they served or in what capacity. The bottom line is the rest of us owe them a debt of gratitude, and an acknowledgement on this day is the least we can do to show our appreciation. Good morning. It's Thursday, November 11th, and this is your SBJ Morning Buzzcast. I'm David Albright, filling in for Abe Madcore. Leaders Group, the parent company of SBJ, has finalized its acquisition of the assets of sports technology content and events company Sportechie. Founded in 2012, Sportechie covers trends and innovations in the sports technology industry via a weekday newsletter and produces best-in-class events. Sportechie will work with Leaders Group companies, especially SBJ, to integrate editorial coverage, events, and subscriptions. The Sportechie team will join SBJ with CEO Taylor Bloom taking on the newly created position of Managing Director, Sports Technology Business at Leaders Group. Sportechie will also be making hires to expand its content and event production capabilities. Disney reported Q4 earnings after the bell on Wednesday and said the subscriber base for ESPN Plus is now up to 17.1 million, up from 14.9 million at the end of Q3 and plus 66% year over year. The report proved a bit of strength for ESPN Plus in a quarter that was otherwise lacking for Disney. Analysts had estimated it would reach 16.4 million subs in the latest quarter. Keep in mind this came despite a subscription price increase from $4.99 a month to $5.99 a month and a bump in the price of its UFC pay-per-views to $69.99 back in August. Disney overall missed Wall Street estimates across the board, sending the stock down more than 4% in after-hours trading. The company reported $18.53 billion in revenue versus $18.79 billion that was expected. Revenue for the direct-to-consumer segments increased 38% to $4.6 billion. Average monthly revenue per paid subscriber rose slightly for ESPN Plus and Hulu. Disney CEO Bob Chapek confirmed to CNBC after the earnings call that they are in discussions with the NFL for the rights to the Sunday Ticket package. Fan data startup Stellar Algo raised $16.5 million in Series A funding through a round led by Toronto-based Corellis Holdings with new investment from Newbound VC. The funding will be used to continue the growth of Stellar Algo's cloud-based solutions that help sports teams and live event organizations monetize fan data. The Calgary-based company also plans to open headquarters in the U.S. and Europe and to double its workforce over the next 12 months. Stellar Algo has worked with over 85 clients, including the Yankees, Bucks, and the U.S. Open. With the new funding, Stellar Algo has now raised $19 million to date. The MLS earned an A grade for racial hiring, a C grade for gender hiring, and a B grade for overall diversity hiring, according to a report card from the Institute for Diversity and Ethics in Sports released on Wednesday. Although its letter grade for 2021 remained the same as the 20 report card, the league's number scores improved significantly, especially in gender hiring. The league earned a number score of 74.7 for gender hiring this year, compared with 69.9 last year. UConn guard Paige Beckers has landed her first name, image, and likeness endorsement deal with footwear and apparel marketplace platform StockX. According to ESPN.com, Beckers will become the centerpiece of StockX's upcoming focus on women's sports and basketball as part of the multi-year partnership. While terms of the Beckers partnership were not disclosed, the brand has a current valuation of $3.8 billion. Beckers will also help design exclusive products for the platform's DropX portal for limited edition exclusive launches. These products could include third-party clothing brands or collaborators and could incorporate her Paige Buckets nickname. Beckers has over 914,000 followers on Instagram and 341,000 followers on TikTok. She is represented by Wasserman, and additional talks with several other companies are ongoing, with more announcements expected into the season. We'll end on a quick programming note. SBJ debuts the latest episode of its video news series, SBJ Spotlight. This episode looks at how sports deals are helping crypto enter the mainstream, the NFL's social push, and the buy-in from players, and why so many networks are bidding for the next Premier League rights deal, and Angel City FC's hot start on the business front. Guests this week include NBC Sports' Pete Bevacqua, FTX's Brett Harrison, Angel City's Jessica Smith, CBS Sports' Sean McManus, and more. That's your SBJ Morning Buzzcast for Thursday. Thank you again to all the veterans out there. I hope everybody has a great day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow morning.
Connect Partnership Group, one of the industry's leading boutique partnership sales and consulting agencies, treats every client as a top priority. The agency's size allows for agility, tailored solutions, and personalized service, all while providing national sales coverage across a multi-market sales team. Visit connectwins.com to learn more.